I'm a self-taught artist and musician, near enough. And about 2 years ago, I got into the swing of painting again after taking quite a long period absence from it. And then things just grew like from there, to be honest. And it was about 12 months ago. I noticed there was nothing of significance in the town honouring Vivian. And it started to bother me a little bit. So I did a canvas painting of her. It was like, I don't know, 40 inches big or something by like 30 or something. It was quite a big piece. So I did a painting of her similar to the one that I've put on the wall, and it got an amazing local response. And then after some conversations with some people in the creative community, it kind of spurred me on to try and take it to the next level, not only challenging myself as an artist, but hopefully paying homage to Vivian in a way that everyone can appreciate and giving something back to the community in the form of this mural.
Was it difficult to get permission?
It was a pain. It was an absolute nightmare to get that, but it was meant to be another premises at first. And then after that one fell through, I went and seen to her in Saving Zone. He told me on the wall, and he signed a waiver saying that everything was fine and whatnot. And after that, it just worked out all right. I just had to make sure I did the best job possible.
It's amazing, so I'd say you definitely have.
Thank you.
It's causing a lot of talk, isn't it, around Glossop and on social media?
Oh, the response has been absolutely amazing. Like, I knew I'd get a bit of traction from it, but all the love that everyone's shown has been absolutely humbling. I'm so grateful to be in this community. I've lived in Glossop all my life. Like, I'm 29 now. I've been here all my life. I've got no plans to move out the area or anything. And as I said before, I'm a musician. I tour around Europe with bands, and I'm an artist. It's what I do for a living. And I just wanted to give something back to the town, and I thought this was a nice way to do so.
Has she seen it?
I know the family have seen it, but I don't know about her specifically.
I dare say you'll get to know about it if she has, though.
I presume I will. I definitely presume I will. I know people that I've got links to the family and stuff. I know a son's seen it. But I don't know about Vivian herself.
What's your next project?
Well, this is the thing. I don't really. This is what's doing my head in a little bit. I had another quirky idea earlier this year. I've just done 8 years in retail, and I quit my job in May to focus on art full time. And it was about last December time, I was just drinking a cup of tea, and I was like, what's more British than painting the Queen out of tea and sugar? So essentially, during winter, I was messing about with that. And then in time for the Jubilee, I painted Queen Elizabeth with highlights in her hair with Yorkshire tea on a canvas made out of over 1,000 sugar cubes. So that was a bit of a ridiculous one there. And then I had this mural, like, which has been planned for 12 months. So they were the two big things. I've just done them both now. So I'm just trying to think what's next, where do I go, how do I want to challenge myself? But I think there's two things that are out there, like not for the near future, but I'd love to do a solo art show somewhere. So I'm just trying to build a decent body of work and get some interesting pieces together. It'd be cool to do a show somewhere with that. And then I think, I don't know, like this is quite far ahead, like 5 years down the line or something. I'd love to do a book. And featuring photographs of my work, and then just like why I did that, you know, like a bit of a story behind it and stuff, like a coffee table book type thing. But they're two ideas I've got for the long run, but for the short term, I'm not quite sure yet, you know.
I dare say you'll come up with something.
Tell a lie, to be fair. I have actually, I will be bringing out my first t-shirt at the end of the week. So that's another like area that I'm going into a little bit. So it's going to be the first piece of my art on a t-shirt, which I've held off doing for quite a while because I know there have been some demands for that. But I'm literally waiting on the delivery of those today, and I'm hopefully that'll go online on Friday.
Do you have a website?
Yeah, it's literally just deggy.co.uk.